Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning the Melacha of Tehechin and Klal Yud Zayin, and we're talking about medications. So Ramesh, when he talks about this Magen Avraham, which talks about vitamins, he says that the person is taking vitamins who's healthy right now, and he's just taking it as sort of a regimen to make sure that he maintains his health. So he's introducing an interesting idea that a person takes this pill, not because right now there is an issue, but he wants to prevent an issue happening from down the road that's going to be mutter. So is there a difference between doing that with a long-term eye, right? He's taking vitamins this way, down the road he won't get sick, and that's mutter. But let's say a person on Shabbos knows that they tend to have heartburn. So a person eats the food and wants to take an antacid. So that would be a problem for taking medication on Shabbos. Let's say they want to take the antacid before that happens as a preventative measure for it not occurring. So according to what Ramesh is saying, that something which is done to prevent an issue is not a problem. You could differentiate in the following. You say that there's a difference between an acute and a chronic issue. Acute issue is something which is it's an immediate issue. So over here, he knows he's going to have heartburn, and which is addressed by immediately with it's an acute situation, and he can address it with the antacid before or afterwards. Or you can't take it afterwards. Maybe you can't take it beforehand. What the Mershah is being matzer is something which is an ongoing buildup. So he says that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? He says the logic is the following. Well, Chazal were afraid that people, because of their need for this to relieve their pain or their issue, they're going to forget that it's Shabbos in the heat of the moment and come to grind and be mechal Shabbos. Something which a person doesn't have such a strong need because it's not here yet. It's preventative. It doesn't create the same type of psychological behilus, psychological confusion, and the person will be more cognizant and aware of the fact that it's Shabbos, and they won't be mechal Shabbos. So, arguably, before the person has the heartburn, he doesn't have the same level of distraction as when one already has the heartburn and they're in pain. So maybe we could say that that's going to be mutter or not. So Ramesh does not address that specific type of a case, but he introduces such a swara which would suggest that one could take medication for preventative measures. Rabbi Ribi in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos feels that the comparison to that concept is correct. And one is allowed to take medications for preventative measures. And he gives that example of a person who wants to take a antacid before he eats the food to prevent himself from getting heartburn. So the point being, when he has eaten the food already, he's in the pain from the heartburn, that distraction might cause him to be mechal Shabbos. Whereas a person has not eaten yet, that he's not in any pain at all. His mind is clear. He doesn't have the same level of pressure to deal with the issue, so he can think it through clearly, and he will not make a mistake. And be mechal Shabbos. And he gives a few examples of this concept. One example is the example of the antacid. A person knows that they tend to get migraines. They want to take medication to prevent the migraine from happening. So the migraine has not started yet. He doesn't have it at all right now. And he wants to do something which is a preventative measure. A person has some type of health issue which he could take a medication to prevent the situation from developing. All of those are examples which he feels that's going to be mutter based on this idea, based on Ramesh, preventative measures are going to be permitted. In a case where a person will be nafal mishkov if they don't take the medication, the same way Chazal allowed taking the medication once one is nafal mishkov, Chazal allowed taking the medication to prevent you from becoming nafal mishkov. There's no difference between before and afterwards. Nafal mishkov was important enough to Chazal to amount the medication, so that for sure is permitted. We're talking about something which even after the situation will develop, it will not be a nafal mishkov which has the heter of taking medication. And even so, we're saying since it's preventative, it's going to be permitted. Have a good day.